Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, so there are reports of a shooting, of course, near California Elementary School, leaving several dead and some children wounded. Does that make you feel like you should be on the defensive as a gun owner? And I'm asking that question sincerely to you, because the news media, again, is all over another shooting, ignoring completely what's happening on the streets of Chicago, what's happening on the streets of Baltimore, what's happening on the streets of St. Louis, and every other large Democrat-controlled city. They're ignoring it. And they pick and choose what they want to make a high-profile shooting, and they want to use it to attack you. Do you feel like you should be on the defensive because of that? I don't. The gun's in my safe, the gun's in your safe, and the gun's keeping this studio safe, and the gun on my hip, which is a Glock 17, by the way, and this is in a crossbreed drop slide outside the waistband holster. I've been openly carrying today. Love doing that. Have absolutely nothing to do with what the media decides should be something that should put you on the defensive. Nothing. And I want you to remember that. Another shooting in America, and America comes America's gun nuts. It has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with 100 million law-abiding gun owners. It has nothing to do with it. Because a lunatic does what a lunatic does. It has nothing to do with you. The media ignores the black-on-black crime, drug crime, and gang crime in Chicago every single day. And they do it for a reason. So that they can focus on something like this and pretend to give themselves the high moral ground. Because they're preaching for doing something, while they ignore black-on-black crime, drug gang, and drug and gang-related shootings in the city of Chicago, and St. Louis, and Baltimore, and Philadelphia, and Atlanta, and every other Democrat-controlled city in America. They ignore it. So I'm not going to waste my time with this. Nobody needs to come to your defense as an American gun owner. More lives were saved with guns in the hands of good guys today than the media would ever report. But me and AWR Hawkins will do it on this coming Sunday show. John Locke, crimeresearch.org, has 10 or 11 defensive gun uses, concealed carry defensive gun uses, up on his website since the beginning of this month. But they don't want to tell you about that. They want to provide themselves, supposedly, the high moral ground and tell you something that happened near a school was a school shooting. These are despicable, disgraceful people that really don't deserve the benefit of even being engaged, lest it lend credibility to their already failed arguments. Let's go to my guest today, a great one. My mom's favorite. You know who he is. Repeat after me. Dave Workman. How you doing, brother? Great to have you here.
To be here, it's just a sad occasion. And just remember, when you talk about you and AWR, you got to include me in there, too, because I'm actually writing about this incident as we speak.
There you go. And let's do that, because we will be talking about it. Thank you for that. It's hard. See how many different directions? I have so many rabbit holes. I'm getting ahead of myself. It could be because I ignored the sign, Dave, that said no food or drink in studio, and I'm drinking what's called a Sonic Energy Refresher, new and improved formula, Neuro, with only 35 calories, super fruit infusion, zero fat, zero sodium, but it's got about 100 milligrams of caffeine per serving. There are three servings, and it's really good. So I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me phrase it this way. Am I right about claiming that the media likes to claim this high moral ground, that they ignore the things that we've been talking about, the mass casualties in Chicago on a daily basis? There is a Vegas-style number every month, higher than Vegas, sometimes a time and a half of Vegas, every single month in Chicago, yet they ignore it, and they pick and choose a wacko lunatic. Am I right? Are they trying to claim a moral high ground here and use that to their advantage, while ignoring the rest of the drug crime, the gang crime in this country?
Well, I'm not too sure that there's any moral high ground or the national media is involved.
Good point.
To put this in perspective, you've been around a long time, and I've been involved in the news business for, 45, 46 years now. I'm an old guy. And what constitutes news is the dramatic, the sudden, something breaking that, this time again it involves children, whereas what's going on in Chicago on the south side and the west side, hey, who cares? They're just a bunch of thugs and scumbags.
Mm-hmm.
And, low rent people who keep killing each other. Well, gee whiz, those lives certainly matter as well. And you're right. We have a Las Vegas level body count every month in Chicago. I think the body count now is above 600 for the year, and we still got a month and a half left. Maybe they're going for another 700 plus bodies this year, like they had last year. And remember this also: Chicago and California have very strict gun laws. And one of the things that I just am writing about right now at the Conservative Firing Line, and I just posted this there. About a month and a half ago, Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, who is a devout anti-gunner and he wants to be the next governor down there, declared that, gee whiz, other state legislatures ought to do what we've done with gun controls. Well, all those gun controls that Newsom and his pals like, they didn't stop this. They didn't prevent this thing today. They didn't prevent San Bernardino. They didn't prevent that loony kid from stabbing three people and shooting three others in Santa Barbara 4 years ago. So I'm not really sure if they can claim any moral high ground, and the media can claim that when they report this stuff. It's just, they're messed up and they get the story, but big deal. it's just...
Well... You're absolutely correct. I can't take issue with anything you just said. I think anybody listening to you from a pro-rights perspective would agree with you 100%. And I think, frankly, we could take what you just said and make an entire program out of it for a number of different reasons. The piece that you're talking about, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, for Dave, if you want to read it at conservativefiringline.com, is titled Stopwatch, How Quickly Will Antis Exploit California School Shooting. I can promise you they're going to be all over it all with fundraisers later today. I can
well,
promise you
Diane,
that I'll
Diane
have them in my mailbox.
Mark, your good friend and mine, Diane Feinstein, is already out with a Twitter about this thing. And that of course, is just the opening salvo. We're lucky, at least so far, from what I understand, no children were killed. Two were wounded, and they're being treated at a hospital, I think, down in Redding. But there are four victims. This guy killed four people before lawmen, the good guys with guns, shot him dead. They've recovered a semi-automatic rifle and two handguns. And I'm already snooping into a remark made by one of his neighbors, I guess, that this guy was
right,
quote-unquote, known felon. Well, if he was a known felon, what the hell was he doing with firearms in California, a state with some of the toughest gun laws in the country? And, there are things here that, what's that phrase, that doesn't compute.
That does not compute Will Robinson. That does not compute Will Robinson from the old... Lost in Space. But you're right. Again, boy, when you take a look at, let's go to, oh my gosh, I'm all over. I got so much. I got slow down.
take a breath. Valium, Mark. I think.
take a breath. Chill out. Let Dave talk. Seriously, because I'm looking at three or four different screens on this, and I'm seeing different numbers.
Yeah,
and when I look at this, I'm going to believe the numbers that you just gave us, and it's up on the news right now. At least five dead after shooting rampage in rural California.
Yeah, and
let's go to
see the problem with that. They're counting the killer as one of the dead, and
right.
that again is what I call consider false advertising or fake news. He's not a victim. He's a dead guy. He's a rat. He's just erased that guy.
They won't, because it adds to their body count. And again, this is what they use in that claim of that, you know, that to be able to give themselves, not to have it, but to be able to try to assume that they have the moral high ground. Dave, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, I want to go to the felon aspect of this.
Okay.
Because this is a big deal in California. This is where they breed these laws. This is the spaghetti politics. This is the cesspool. This is the petri dish where they grow these things to try to export across the country. Make no mistake, we focus on California and Florida a lot because those two states matter when it comes to what the gun grabbers want to do. What happens in Florida comes out of Florida when it comes to your rights. What happens in California, anti-rights. So we focus there. Today we're going to focus on California and some other things with Dave Workman right after this. Don't go away. Attention, gun owner. Can you say with 100% confidence that your family and your home are safe? What if you're forced to pull the trigger? Do you know exactly what to say when the police arrive? Look, these are important things every responsible gun owner needs to know. And you'll find all the answers in the USCCA's Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide. But you're about to miss your chance to get yours completely free. In your 164-page guide and free audiobook that I recorded for you, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant, how to responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, and much, much more. But they're only offering this to my listeners for a few more days. If you want your free copy, you must hurry. If you act fast, you'll even get a bonus home defense checklist. Simply head over to armedandresponsible.com right now to get yours before it's gone. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. Make sure to head over there now and get yours before they're gone. Armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, armedandresponsible.com. It's not going to be there forever. The 164-page guide is going to be going away soon. So make sure that you head over to armedandresponsible.com, 164-page guide I'm giving you. You know I'm the 32nd member, member number 32 of the USCCA. Over a quarter million members today, and growing by several thousand per month, not just in renewals, but new membership additions, the self-defense shield and everything else. You can see it all over at U.S. Concealed Carry. Just look it up. Or you can go to armedandresponsible.com and get what I'm giving you, a 164-page guide from the USCCA, the 2017 Concealed Carry and Home Defense Guide. And we're also giving you the Home Defense Checklist absolutely free. I did the audio version of this for you, of the 164-page text, and it's getting great reviews. Armedandresponsible.com. Go to armedandresponsible.com today and pick it up. It won't be up there forever. I don't know the date, but I've been told that it is going to be going away in the near future. So make sure to head over and get that, please. I would love to hear from you after you get it. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Tell me what you think about it. I've been getting amazing responses, and I know many thousands of you have gotten it. So go ahead and grab it. Please let me know what you think about it also. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. You can get the 164-page guide. Learn all the cool stuff I've been telling you, how to detect attackers before they attack you, where to sit in a restaurant, how to navigate the gun laws, what happens to you if you get caught up in the system. Do you know what to say to the cops after a shooting? What happens to you if you pull the trigger too soon? Look, you're just like me. Defending your family is your number one priority. Armedandresponsible.com. I'm giving you the stuff. Go get it. Dave Workman, welcome back to the show. Let's go to the felony aspect of this in California. So many things. I tried to write notes, and I said, I'm just going to let the conversation flow with you because I know you well enough to do so and give the listeners spontaneous radio and a conversation that they would have over their own coffee table.
Well, this felony aspect, you know, his neighbor apparently made that comment. Now, we really don't know for sure if this guy was a convicted felon or not. So let's not jump the gun there. However, if he's got a criminal background in the state of California, firearms are verboten, period. End of story. You don't pass go. You don't get $200. You're finished. And yet, this guy had a semi-automatic rifle, two handguns that have been recovered at the scene. He was shot and killed by sheriff's deputies who have been placed on administrative leave. And they still really haven't identified who this goober is. And that's, you know, I'll tell you, contrast this follow-up with what we saw in Texas a couple of weeks ago when the DPS spokesman, who happens to have been a retired Texas Ranger, he was pretty quick to provide the media with information on the firearms. I think worked pretty fast to ID the dead guy, the gunman, and there seems to be a difference in how law enforcement in different areas reacts with the press. Now, the day after that shooting, the first thing I did when I got to the office was I called the Texas Rangers and got a little bit of information, started tracking things down. And I'll tell you, and this is maybe because my grandma came from Texas, you can't beat the Rangers for a law enforcement agency. And that I'll stand by that. I knew a guy named Joaquin Jackson who was a Texas Ranger. Those guys are first rate all the time. Now, all of that said, let's jump back to California, where we've got a county sheriff there in Tahoma County. He's got a massive crime scene. In fact, I think there's, five, six, maybe seven different crime scenes. They're trying to process all of this stuff. We'll have to wait and see what kind of information we get. But if this guy is a felon, that's going to pop real fast. And then it just throws the California gun control meme into a cocked hat, because once again, it's a gun control failure.
What else throws it astray is And again, I'm taking this from what I'm hearing from the quotes from the neighbor that you're writing about, that he was firing, quote-unquote, hundreds of rounds out of large-capacity magazines. Now, we don't know what a large-capacity magazine is, particularly to people in California, because high-capacity, meaning standard capacity, there's a confiscation law in California. We don't know what kind of semi-automatic rifle.
Yeah, you're right. Mark, you've probably talked about this more than I have. California has this cockamamie gun law that came in, I don't know, several years ago about magazine removal with a bullet button. Mm-hmm, and, you know, all of that stuff. You're not supposed to be able to swap out magazines real fast in a firearm that you've got that might be classified as an assault rifle. That's not how that works. But here again, you know, we're talking about somebody who evidently was just a raving loon. You know, why else would somebody open fire like this? And he's got a gun that, by law in California, probably shouldn't have been there.
Now, it's going to be interesting to see what kind of news, quote-unquote news, I use that term loosely, Dave, as you know, comes out about this. And you're absolutely right about the type of reporting. Let's compare and contrast the reporting coming out of Texas instantly from what has been stifled in Vegas. They've shut it up. They've stopped. And the credibility coming out of Vegas at this stage is done. They've wiped it out. Nothing they tell me at this stage of the game I'm going to believe. Well, you told me something different 49 times. I'm supposed to believe the 50th? Yeah, okay, sure thing. I'm going to go get some more coffee. Here's a quote from Dianne Feinstein. Another heartbreaking shooting, this time in Rancho Tehama or Tehama, California. When will this stop and how can we stop it? Well, I got to give you some numbers because I think these numbers matter. 608 total homicides in Chicago. Year to date, shot and killed 564, shot and wounded 2,679, total shot 3,243, total homicides 608. November to date. Shot and killed 16, shot and wounded 76, total shot 92, 16 total homicides. I don't see Dianne Feinstein quoting those numbers every single day. Not a peep from her. And that begs the legitimate question. Why? If she actually gave a satellite radio moment word about what she's talking about here, she wouldn't be picking and choosing her fights. She would be telling you about what was happening in cities across the country controlled by her party, and she won't. Dave, we have 30 seconds if you want to address that real quick before the next break.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dianne Feinstein needs about a gallon of whatever it is you're drinking so that she can talk, but we'll pick that up after the break.
No, I don't want her to have that. She'd be talking too fast and saying too much gibberish. I don't want her to go there, but by the way, this is Sonic Energy Refreshed. Wow, this stuff is, tastes like, I don't know, grape, lightly carbonated soda. Got no nutritional value in it, but put you on your toes, I can tell you that much. We'll be back with Dave Workman right after this. Lots of other stuff I want to talk to him about, too, so make sure not to go away. And please head over to armedandresponsible.com. Pick up the 164-page guide before it's gone. See you in just a minute.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I have a picture of myself with Mr. Dave Workman and Mr. Alan Gottlieb at the Salem Radio Network headquarters, SRN News World headquarters, of the studio entrance door that brings you Armed American Radio every day across the nation, and the sign that says no food or drink allowed in studio. Hold on 1 second. I was just eating some cashews. I want to take another sip of this rocket fuel here. Hold on. Because that sign is pretty ineffective. There's one right here on this studio, too. I just wanted to make my point. I'm talking with Dave Workman today about all kinds of fun stuff. Dave, welcome back to the program. I want to talk a little bit about evil in the sense of the things that the media doesn't talk about on a regular basis. Well, boy, they sure love to talk about shootings. That's because they have an anti-gun agenda. Here's a headline for you. Police: father admits to punching infant to death when she wouldn't stop crying. Now, that happens every day across this country. Reprehensible actions by drug-crazed, meth-fueled, I can't say what I want to call them, but you get the idea. Put whatever adjective in there you want. And you don't see Shepard Smith talking about it. Love picking on Shepard Smith because he can't stand your guns. And the rest of them, any of them, just take your pick. But we don't hear about that. We don't hear about the people who beat kids. We don't hear enough about, we hear about domestic violence, but we don't hear the individual stories of the woman and the child being beaten to death. That doesn't make national news. What do you think when you hear something like this? Father admits to punching infant to death when she wouldn't stop crying. But boy, they'll focus on a lunatic because they'll immediately politicize it. Is it that they can't politicize a headline like this, Dave?
I think that's a big part of it, yeah. It's unfortunate. The media, and I'm going to use that term broadly because there are some people in the press who I really have a deep respect for. Cheryl Atkinson's one, Will LaJeunesse over at Fox News. There are some people in the national news media who really do a good job. But
she does a wonderful job.
Yeah, in the broad sense, yeah, and I think there's a reason for that. Guns are sensational. Beating a child to death because you're strung out on meth or you're just crazy, that's not sensational enough because nobody's trying to outlaw fists, but they are trying to outlaw guns. And, you know, there was something a couple of years ago, Congressman Trey Gowdy was interrogating or questioning some witness before one of the committees that he's on. And this had to do with being disqualified to buy a firearm because your name winds up on a no-fly list. And he just asked, what other civil right do you lose when your name shows up on a no-fly list? What other civil right do we regulate like this? The First Amendment? The Fourth? The Fifth? The Sixth? The Ninth? And the lady couldn't answer. She just kind of sat there with this stupid grin on her face. She was an Obama administration mm-hmm. person.
And of course.
I think that's what we look at today. Now, you know that I'm a journalist. And, you know, I've been doing that for 45 years. I, honest to God, have a journalism degree. So that gives me a right to say this. My colleagues in the press, and I consider them colleagues, they get it more wrong than right when they're talking about the firearms issue. A lot of it has to do with they want to be first with the most. They don't often pay a lot of attention to the details, which, they, you know, that's what I do and Hawkins does. And I think it's ingrained in every newsroom in America that, hey, gee whiz, we got the First Amendment, and the rest of them really don't count a hell of a lot until you get to the Fourth or the Fifth Amendment. And somewhere in between is this second privilege. That's what they treat it as. It's a government-regulated privilege. And it's still part of the Bill of Rights, but, you know, it's sort of the illegitimate child of the Bill of Rights. And that's where the narrative goes. That's the agenda. And
okay, but who's driving that narrative? It's very important. Where the narrative comes from where?
The narrative comes from the editors. It comes from the editorial writers, the cartoonists. That's where that narrative and I think from the professors in a lot of J schools around the country, and that's really sad too. When I was going to school to get my journalism degree, I must have lucked out because I got some really good professors, and I've remembered that stuff for 50 years. And they told us then, hey, everything's fair game. The public has a right to know. Period. That's the principle.
Well, you use the word. There's two things I want to take away from what you just said. I want to go to two of them. Number one, in the father admits to punching infant to death when she wouldn't stop crying. You know, I don't think Piers Morgan's going to want to talk about those cases across the country because, again, he can't politicize it for his end game, okay, when he's over there being all smarmy in Great Britain. But you said it isn't sensational. That's true, but it isn't sensational enough. You know, the FBI numbers, not my numbers, not your numbers, show hundreds more Americans beaten to death with hands and fists, like this creep did to this innocent child, than are killed by all rifles combined every year. That number is right up at FBI.gov. You can go look it up.
Oh, yeah.
And you said sensational enough. So that tells me right there that there is an agenda where there shouldn't be one. The story itself should be the story. It shouldn't have to be sensationalized. What am I missing?
Well, you're really not missing anything. But here's a problem that I think, and we're probably going to see this over the next couple of days as this story unfolds. I bet you, you won't find too many reporters other than the ones that I've traded email with this afternoon who are going to ask, hey, was this guy really a convicted felon? Where did he get the guns? What were the sources of those firearms? Hey, wait a minute. Doesn't California have a law that outlaws those things? How did this guy get his hands on one? You know, those are the important questions, and I think it's pertinent to the issue because first and foremost, if a guy uses an illegal gun and he has illegal possession of that firearm, the aftermath should not have any effect on guys like you and me and the millions of listeners that you have out there who own firearms responsibly and legally. You know, government ought to leave those people alone, period. The bad guy, you know, there's not going to be a trial in this case because he's dead, but we need to find out, A, if he was a convicted felon, B, how did he get his hands on those guns, and was this a massive failure of the California gun laws, which probably was, you know. That's the story. That really is the story here.
Yeah, it's a great point. Is there a law? Let me ask this. Forget the other part of my question. I'll leave that for another time. It's really irrelevant compared to what you just talked about. I'll go in a different direction. So I want to stay with the laws that you just mentioned. We'll move there. Is there a law? Can you tell me a law? Can Diane Diban Feinstein or Piers Morgan, for that matter, I'll tell you why I'm talking about him in the next segment, or anybody else who feels rather than thinks, is there a law that would have stopped this guy?
Even
no,
I don't think so.
That's not on their books that they could add. Could they add a law that would have stopped this guy?
I don't think so. And as we have discussed many times in the past, if somebody is determined to commit a violent act, to you know, mass mayhem is what we're talking about, they're going to find a way to do that. If they don't have a firearm, they're going to rent a truck at Walmart and drive it down a bicycle path. They're going to steal a semi and drive it down a promenade like that guy did in France, and he killed, what, 86 people? If you have a determined person who is so unhinged that he wants to do that kind of harm to innocent people, trust me, he's going to find a way to do it, even if it takes a pressure cooker.
Yeah, and they've proven that time after time after time. I want to tell you a funny story about Piers Morgan when we come back. Then we'll move on to some other topics in the final segment of today's Armed American Radio Daily Defense. But I love the headline up at Liberty Park Press. Praise the Lord. Pass the ammo. New York church not gun-free. We'll cover that with Dave Workman also.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at SAF.org. saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
I have asked you before, I'm going to ask you again, can you say with 100% confidence that your family and your home are safe? What if you're forced to pull the trigger in a self-defense incident? What if you're forced to pull the trigger? And third question, do you know exactly what to say when the police arrive? Because the police are going to arrive. Unless you run away, then you've got real big problems. But do you know exactly what to say when the police arrive? Look, these are important things that every single responsible gun owner needs to know. That means you. And you'll find the answers in the USCCA's Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide. But you're about to miss your chance to get yours completely free. 164-page guide, free audio book that I did for you. You're going to learn how to detect attackers, the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant. That's a fun chapter, by the way. How to responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, and a whole bunch more. But they're only offering this to you, my listeners, for a few more days. If you want your free copy, you must act. If you act fast, you'll even get a bonus home defense checklist. Simply head over to armedandresponsible.com right now and get yours before it's gone. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. That's very, very important stuff. You need to have it. Welcome back to Dave Workman, good friend, my mom's favorite guest. Dave, I want to tell you a quick funny story about Piers Morgan. I was asked during the Sunday broadcast week before this previous Sunday, two Sundays ago, who's counting? The day that the Texas shooting was breaking, while I was on the air, I was being contacted by Good Morning Britain's producers. That's, of course, the equivalent, British equivalent of Good Morning America television over there. And they're several hours ahead of us on Eastern time. And they wanted to know if I would join them on a television interview at 1:40 in the morning Eastern time. That would probably, or contact them at 1:40 and then air probably around 2 o'clock in the morning live over there on their morning television program. And because I had some commitments that required me to leave and be up and out close to 5 a.m. Eastern time, being 2.5 hours removed from this radio program, I just simply couldn't do it. I could not make that commitment. I found out later that John Lott then was contacted, and he agreed to do the interview. And it wound up being a 10-minute and 22-second slugfest between him and Piers Morgan, which is who I was going to go up against. And interestingly, Good Morning Britain producers never told me, nor did they tell John Lott, that Piers Morgan was involved with the interview. So it was a complete ambush journalism job, as you know. They're very adept at doing that. And they don't want to tell you because they want to throw their narrative out at you. But I would have loved to have done that. I regret that I was unable to do so. I've reached out to their producers and said, hey, I'm still open if you want to have another conversation. So it'll be interesting. If it happens, I will certainly let you know. But we certainly found out, Dave, why Piers Morgan is no longer on American television and is back across the pond. But I got to tell you, I respect him for one reason. He'll tell you all guns should go. Now, obviously, we disagree with that, but at least we know where he stands, unlike Obama and the rest of them who feel the same way but would never come out and say it. At least he'll tell you.
Yeah, and, you know, remember this. Piers, his ancestors were sent home by our ancestors.
That's right. Look, Al, let me put it in a little bit clearer. We've either kicked their satellite radio moment word or we've saved their satellite radio moment word on two separate occasions, actually four separate occasions.
Yeah.
Both with the guns. We've saved them with guns, and we've defeated them with guns. So you're absolutely correct. Maybe that upsets them still over there.
This program, is that the BBC?
Good Morning Britain is not. I think that's separate from BBC. I've done a ton of BBC stuff over the years.
By no small coincidence, the BBC was trying to get me to go on the air at about 1:30, 2 o'clock that same morning.
Yeah.
And I told them, I say, man, I'm asleep at that hour.
unfortunately, we've got to contend with that. And you're 3 hours back from me, and I'm five hours back from them. So it puts you 8 hours back. They've got to reach out to you at that time. But if you ever have the opportunity, it's really fun to do the BBC. I enjoy it. They reach out to me across the pond all the time when there's a shooting in America. And it's always fun to talk with them.
You know, with guns. It's just,
they do.
So,
if somebody tells you you can't have something, you want it. And look, I've learned over the years when you're talking to those elitist smarmies who are running the shows, that's the elite. The British citizen feels just like we do. This is a human right, ladies and gentlemen, to defend your life. I don't care if you're British, Australian, Swahili, and it makes no difference. You have a human right to defend your life. Governments don't have the moral authority, and no man or woman has the moral authority to tell you that you don't have a right to defend your life. And the regular people get it. And I get great emails from the regular folks who say, thank you so much for keeping a calm, cool, collected response while they were attacking you, because most of us agree with you. So it's quite fascinating. It really is. All right, let me move quickly, Dave, to the New York Church piece. There's a piece you guys got up on Liberty Park Press. Love it. You can find Dave over there at Liberty Park Press, by the way. And Dave will give you a minute to tell everybody where else they can find you in just a couple seconds. But this piece talks about a New York church that has a sign out front. This is not a gun-free zone. Now, you would never expect that when you hear New York and guns. And this place is just a few miles north of Syracuse, where we have a lot of listeners.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, it's a fascinating story. I couldn't resist writing about it because here we are a week out or maybe 10 days out from when the church shooting took place down in Sutherland Springs, Texas. And here's a church in northwestern New York that says, hey, you know, we're not going there. Our people are armed. We are not a gun-free zone. And this essentially says, you know, you can come into the church and we'll introduce you to God if you're not careful. I mean, it's just one of those things. And it's a refreshing approach. I think it's a grown-up approach where they're not trying to preach against your exercise of a civil right that may even protect other people in the church. And it caught a lot of people off guard. And, you know, that's good. When you can catch people off guard and kind of destroy their preconceived notions about church and about gun-free zones, you know, and all of that stuff, you score a little victory and you make these people think a little bit. I guess that's what we all do. We try to make people think.
I hope so. I know it gets across to a lot of people. No question about it. We make even people that, when we preach to the choir, learn things that they might not have heard before when they hear people like you and I talking or some of the conversation. And I think it does get across. And this sign certainly does. Why? Because everybody driving by gets it. Forget what you hear in the media. Forget the pundits. But every resident of this town gets it. Hey, We say it again. We are not a gun-free zone. That speaks volumes. The residents of that New York town understand that because they all know they don't want to have, they have a right to defend themselves. Here's what's interesting about it. Michigan Senate recently passed a church carry bill. Now, it will move through the House. It will probably pass in the House. No guarantees that their rhino governor, you know, moderate Republican governor will sign it. But why does a state Senate have to pass a bill that says it's okay to carry in a private church instead of just the pastor saying, this is my church, you are my flock, I want you to be safe, bring your guns here, or at least setting up a few people to form a security detail? Why does that have to come from a state Senate?
I think it's because politicians are constantly trying to prove to the public that they really do some public good. That, hey, we're in control. We're the arbiters here. We do this. And I'm sitting back here. I feel like maybe I should start the Dave and Mark Church of What's Righteous or something. We set our own rules, you know. To heck with the state Senate. But that's the politician's daily bowl of rice. Watch the sand pebbles. You'll get what I'm talking about.
It's just to create something. Hey, listen, we've got about 15 seconds. Where can people find you?
Okay, Liberty Park Press, Conservative Firing Line, American Handgunner Online, and, of course, the GunMag.com.
GunMag. Love it. Dave Workman, thank you, brother, for everything that you do. So much fun to have you here. So much wisdom, so much knowledge. Thanks for bringing all of your years of expertise to Armed American Radio Daily Defense. And the Monster Show listeners, love it. Boy, we're going to get up and do it all over again tomorrow because we can. I love it. I just love what I do. Until we meet tomorrow on the radio, remember, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.